What's your name, sir?
Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
Sultan.
Okay, Mr. Kranz, just hold one moment. We'll be right with you. I'll be right with you. Just give me one moment, sir. Okay, sir. Would you state again? Once again, would you state your name and ADC number for the record? What's your name and ADC number, sir? Hello, sir.
We have a mute near.
Hello?
It's still
he needs to hang up. Hang your phone up. Yourself today, sir?
Yes, I would like to represent myself.
Okay, sir. And as you can see, there are 5 board members participating in the hearing today. So just listen for a moment, sir. There are 5 board members participating in your hearing. They are, if you look to your right, my left, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. To my immediate left, that is Mr. David Neal. On the other side is Miss.
Yes, I understand.
So okay, is Miss Windhouse. On the other side is Mr. Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. Okay, I'm going to point one other gentleman out to you. Can you see this other gentleman, sir? That is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir. Okay, sir. Mr. Kyle, please listen, Mr. Kyle. Mr. Kyle and Mr. Grady, we both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God and be so firm. Mr. Kyle, do you swear to tell the truth? Thank you, sir. And Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Kyle, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Leeway, 2501 East M Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about March 4th, 2018, without the power proof of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was in a splendor from supervision.
I think probably you, but I need to know about the time, so tell someone.
Sir, is that true or false?
No, it's false.
Okay, just hold on and just listen. Well, at this time, we're going to get testimony from the... Sir, just hold on. Hold on.
Get something to write with, get your pen out, I'm giving it to you right now.
No, just listen. Just listen.
I'm from West Ford, from Litchfield Park, Arizona. License number 8534.
Just hold on for a moment, sir. And at this time, Mr. Grady is going to read some information. Can you hold on? Please listen. Mr. Grady is going to read some information. Mr. Kyle, would you give your phone to the CO3, please? Yes, ma'am. We are talking to Mr. Kyle, but he's talking at the same time. Can he concentrate and listen to what we're saying, or do we need you to interpret for us? What do we need to do? Because right now he's just talking. We're talking. He's talking.
Okay, however you would like it, I can interpret if you want. I can ask.
If you would be kind enough to do that so that we can move forward, I would certainly appreciate it. So at this time, Mr. Grady is going to read. He said that allegation, that is, Mr. Kyle said that allegation number, he only has one allegation. He said that it was false. Therefore, let me read that allegation again, and then you can ask him if it's true or false. Okay, I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it slow. The allegation is that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by his act of changing his place of residence at V-Ray 2501 West M Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on March 4th, 2018, without the approval of his parole officer. His whereabouts is unknown, thus he was restrained from supervision. Can you interpret that to him, ma'am?
Yes,
and
what was that again, March 4th?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, March 4th.
Okay, so you're in violation of your parole condition number 3. On March 4th, though you're allowed to know, you're supposed to say, stay at V-Ray.
Ask him if it's true or false.
Is it true or false? Yes. So I'm assuming it's true. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. So we're going.
Okay.
So
he's saying it's true because he said that they kicked him out.
Okay, well, that's true. Thank you so very much. Okay, now continue to help us, ma'am. We're going to need your help some more.
Okay,
now we're going into, since that's true, I'm going to make a motion. This is not important for him, but he must listen to it. And my motion is to find that Mr. Kyle violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. And that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, so
the motion is that he did violate?
And who seconded it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now we're going to...
She wanted to repeat what that he violated the terms and conditions of his community supervision.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to repeat that, ma'am?
So just one time that you did find him that he did violate, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and that his whereabouts was unknown, thus he was a restrained from supervision.
Okay, so he did find that you're in violation, that you did find your supervision.
Okay.
Okay, he understands.
So now we're going into phase 2 of his hearing, and in phase 2, we're going to begin by receiving some background information from Mr. Grady, representing the Department of Corrections. So, Mr. Grady, you'll be hearing Mr. Grady now give some background information.
Okay.
Mr. Kyle was released from DOC on February 26th of 2018. And he was arrested on March 14th of 2018 by parole staff.
Okay. Do you
want to
just verify that with him?
I don't think
he should have a
phone call. Okay, sure.
He has no charges. He's returned back to DOC on March 14th of 2018. He has a CSED of June 5th of 2018 that reflects 10 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018. Theft of means of transportation, 2 years. 2018, theft of means of transportation, 2 years. Prior conviction, 2011, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2016, aggravated assault, 1 year. He's 3 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 4-4, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term to supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with numerous staff assaults noted. There's no other arrest. Community risk score is a G1V4.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Brady. Okay, now tell Mr. Kyle that we're going to ask him some questions now, and if he would be kind enough to answer them. Okay.
Do you want me to go ahead and keep it
proceeding? Yes, ma'am. If you can just ask him these questions for us.
Well, he wants me to ask you and then you can answer.
Okay.
So, you want to talk to him?
No.
I guess he wants to talk to you because he's going to answer that.
Okay.
You have to answer it really. You have to answer the question to ask.
We're listening, sir, and you want to answer the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you were released to TLC. Why did you leave TLC, sir, and go to Relay?
And then he started fighting, and he told me to tell my clothes up, and I was like, no, I need to beg you to go as well. No, I'm just saying my WHAT.
Okay. Let me ask you another question, sir. Now, when you were out, did you find any work, any employment, sir? Did you?
I did, but this was welding, so I don't know what kind of contact for some class and team might have, but it was used
on the next, so. Okay, now, you stated a while ago that you left V-Ray.
I should have been teasing my sir. What? Suggesting the issue and sort of speed up this justice fight.
Why did you? Okay, sir. Why did you leave V-Ray, sir? Why did you leave V-Ray?
Because it was called 90, it wasn't called He-Man, right? But I still believe it's attacked He-Man 100%. Now move on. John, you know, he's got a better kid. You know what I'm saying? No, He-Man is not cool because I don't have to do it for it. Just go this way. What's he going to do?
Okay, now after you left V-Ray, you were scunded for 10 days. Where were you during those 10 days when you were not at V-Ray, sir?
I was at Narnia. I was at
Narnia. Not business.
All right.
You
know what? I'm positive. Anyway, my name's Andrew. What's up?
Okay, sir. Sir, let me just ask you one other question. Whenever you get out, whether you get out today or you get out later, where are you going to stay? Where are you going to live, sir? Where will you reside?
At Litchfield Park.
Litchfield Park.
Okay, I'm sorry it's so cryptic looking, but it really was really Seth's Park when you can have a water piece of paper from the yard. And I got to watch this one, so that's what's up. I need to say shit with that. Can you say anything about something with that? Mr. Johnson.
Okay. And let me just ask one other question, sir, and since this is being recorded, you don't have to answer this, but I'm going to ask one other question. Are you on any kind of medication at this time, sir?
No, I'm on actually a good one, and I can get corresponding with my dosage and with the promo when I get back up to Phoenix tomorrow morning about 7, it's not quite 7, I'm going on fast. Okay, but if you want to get cold, it's not going to number 13 on the time. You know, you guys can't trust the technology or something. This is a Patriot Act or something. I mean, we sent that shit down the road. And if you flew over all the way to 3435, we fast forward a number of times. And they still say that he's trustworthy to do it. If I'm Mr. Lucky, can you go or not?
Okay, sir, please listen. Please listen to me. Please listen, Mr. Kyle. I'm going to ask other board members if they may have some questions for you. So just listen, see if we have any other questions, sir. Any questions? Okay, sir. Okay.
P.O. Box 76A.
P.O. Box 76A.
55305. Now, do you have a phone number or that's like a very phone or address for that screen? Because there's a chain there, I'm saying, okay?
Okay. So that's your address. Okay, sir.
There's a physical house on the ranch.
It's a house? It's a house on the ranch. Now, whose house is it on the ranch, sir? Is it not your house?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
I'm renting it through my auntie's money.
Oh, okay, so you're renting your house. Okay. We're glad to hear that. Okay, sir. Okay, now, we're coming towards the end of your... Okay, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. Is there anything else you want to tell the board at this time? Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we want you. I want to know if you want to tell us something.
That's all I want to say.
That's all you want to say. Okay, sir, I heard you. Okay, now I'm going to ask you.
So I have a precious life, hey, what, you don't?
Okay.
Who are they? Who are they? Who are they?
Okay.
Can you stop me if you remember? Some of the gentlemen have some fun around the valley.
Okay, sir. Yeah, okay. Okay, give the phone back to the CO3 for me. Okay, CO3, what he told me that he understood and that he had said all that he wanted to say. Therefore, the board, and he's leaving the room, the board, now he's sitting back down. The board is going to have a brief discussion, and I'm going to ask you to interpret this to him. That the board is now in discussion, that the board has enjoyed talking with him today,
okay,
and that the board will make a decision now. I'm going to make my recommendation to the board, and then we will make a motion and see where it goes. And my recommendation... And my recommendation would be, in as much as you have scrummed it for 10 days, and although he has somewhere to go, but I think it would be in his best interest to complete his term being incarcerated and get out in June, and hopefully he will be ready to be a productive citizen at that time. But I want to see if other board members might have something that they want to say at this time as it relates to Mr. Kyle.
Agreed.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion now, ma'am. And the motion will be to find that Mr. Kyle violated his terms and conditions of his supervision inasmuch as he scummed it for 10 days. And it's also based on the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0748, and my motion will be to revoke his community supervision.
A second.
By the unanimous determination of the board, Mr. Kyle's community supervision has been revoked. However, he will be released on June the 5th of this year. And at that time, he will not have a parole officer. He will be released on June 5, 2018, without a parole officer.
Okay, so it was all delivered to the court where they were going to remove your police supervision, and you will be released June 5th of 2018, and then you will be completely removed.
No chance, I'm not crazy.
Okay, but
that was... I
don't think
we're going to see
you right now. Okay, well, that was their decision.
Well, you need to see me to give you a phone, guys.
Okay, so ma'am, please tell him that this will end his hearing and thank him for participating.
He said that's ending your hearing? He said that's ending your hearing, so thank you for participating.
I'm from Taylor right now.
I'm just telling you what I said. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And when he leaves, we'll be ready for the next one.
Okay.
You know, that's all we need to do. And then I'm just sad about having been separate, and then I can't afford to join, so you're going to let me out tonight. Now, it's more of a commitment and request, and I demand that you do so.
Yes, I'm joining this effort. I can't.
No, I'm leaving out tonight. We're going to be substantial.
Yeah, we're good. It's because you absconded for the 10 days.
No, because I'm telling you, the one number being PGO, that nothing has to serve now.
That's what I'm
just telling you what they
said. That's not right. That's not right.
I'm going with you, he's going to yank me, okay?
It's true.
Okay.